We're CJMQ, and today we're talking with Canadian author Anna Barkas. You've already accomplished two books, and this is your third book, Laura's Dilemma. So congratulations on the book, Anna. Laura's Dilemma is the name of the book. It's a short book, and it's extremely exciting. So if you buy it, you don't have to put it down. You can probably read it within an hour or so. First of all, I'm going to ask you, what inspired you to write this book, Anna?
Well, this book started about 12 years ago as an exercise in a writing class.
Okay.
As I told you, I started writing somewhat late in life.
Mm-hmm.
And it just needed a place to take place, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It needed a location, and then it just evolved. And I lived in Colombia for about a total of 5 years.
Okay.
I loved the country very much.
Mm-hmm.
The cover, for example, is a farm that we had, a photograph taken of our farm.
Okay, and you did the cover, too. It's a painting, actually, and then you
photographed
it?
It was a photograph, and then my book designer changed it into an oil painting.
Okay, interesting.
But all of the locations within the book are places that I've been.
Okay, that's interesting, too.
Naturally, under different circumstances.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But I love Colombia so much. I wanted to kind of relive those days in the 70s when it was still relatively calm. You
mm-hmm.
know, Colombia today is not what it used to be.
Mm-hmm.
But it was just a sort of a tribute to the country and to the people. And
so lived in Colombia for 5 years, and certainly a wonderful setting. This is in the 70s and before the Colombia became what it is today.
I always say mm-hmm. refer to it as having been taken hostage by the drug cartels.
Okay. And even in the book, they're starting, I guess, the drug
uh-huh.
cartels.
Well, of course, that was the premise that, you know, she was taken away.
Mm-hmm.
And I just went from there. I got the map of Colombia, and I found all the places that I had been to, and just went on an adventure.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So this is actually probably the first book that you actually started, too. You started this in your writing class.
As a matter of fact, I think it is. It was a writing exercise, and my classmates liked it very much and thought it would make a wonderful little adventure.
It does. It's highly adventurous, very exciting, and if you just, you know, want a diversion from whatever is worrying you or boredom, whatever, it's a great book to pick up.
But all of those places are real.
Mm-hmm. And that's interesting, too. And the way you describe them is phenomenal. The vegetation, the towns, the people, what they're wearing, everything. And I think it just makes us appreciate that we don't have to have a lot of money to be happy.
That's right. True. Well, thank you. That's very kind of you.
Oh, it's very true. And excellent description of the cities and the towns. And
I'm hard at work now on the tango book that I want to write, which will be a much more serious venture.
Okay, so
and that will be called Once Upon a Tango.
Okay, Once Upon a Tango. Okay, mm-hmm. And you've already written Maria's Tango and the other
and the
book,
Walls.
Yeah, Walls That Listen. Now, this book, it's not connected with the other two books, Maria's
no,
Tango. Okay, because
no.
The other two books are kind of interconnected. Will the next
yes.
project be here?
Only from a distance. It will be about their ancestors long ago.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going right back to 1880.
Oh, fascinating. Okay. Mm-hmm. Really fascinating.
It's going to be creative nonfiction.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm hard at work on it, and I'm loving every moment of it.
That's
so it's
wonderful.
Going to be my big book.
From a shorter book, Laura's Dilemma, to a longer book, that's going to be an interesting switch, too.
Uh-huh.
Now, for our listeners, would you like to just give a short description of the plot for Laura's Dilemma?
Oh, certainly, yes. Laura is from Vancouver
mm-hmm.
and has gone through some traumatic events in her life and goes down to South America, to Bogota, and she works at a language school where I worked, as a matter of fact.
Mm-hmm.
And she's home alone one weekend, is reading in bed, and hears the floorboards squeaking. So she thinks that her roommates have come home. And, of course, it turns into her adventure. She is kidnapped, doesn't understand why. And she keeps escaping from her kidnappers, or, you know, seems to. And it has to do with a love affair, her love interest. She has great doubts now as to whether he's good or bad. Is he part of the drug cartel? Is he not? And she just goes from one adventure to another throughout this escapade through the landscape of Colombia. And basically, that's what I was doing, just showing the landscape and having Laura stumble through it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
She rides one of those railroad wagons, you know,
mm-hmm.
they drive on the tracks. It's just, I call it a beach read. You know, it's light, but there are a few serious statements in there, you know, regarding my take on the social standards in Colombia and whatnot.
Okay.
But a friend of mine called it a roller coaster adventure. She learns to love again. She learns to trust again. And basically, that's Laura's accomplishment in the story. She has fallen in love. She's not sure now whether he's good or bad, or is he part of the drugs or whatnot. And then finally, she learns to love again.
Okay, interesting. Probably one of the messages you mentioned that you wanted to show the landscape of Colombia,
mm-hmm.
and the landscape so romantic too, and certainly tying in with her romantic encounter, and learning to trust again. And I think this is probably something for everybody that gets divorced or has a bad experience with love. They're not just going to trust again easily.
I played with the idea, too, that, of course, along their adventure and their escaping and the time constraints that they had,
mm-hmm.
there was no time for romance. And I did that purposely, just to keep up the love interest, so to speak,
mm-hmm.
you know, because so many adventure stories have the romance happening, you know, on page 15. And I just wanted to keep it going and played with that throughout. Just to keep, well, it wasn't necessary. To me, the emphasis was on the country, on the on what they were doing, on the adventure itself.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Have you thought about visiting Colombia again?
No, you know, there's a saying that says you can never go back. I forget who said it.
Mm-hmm.
I really believe that when I left such happy memories. In fact, I've dedicated the book to the happy memories of Colombia. And I know that Colombia is undergoing a somewhat prosperous time right now,
mm-hmm.
but it's not what I know. You know, it's a different world. It's run by different people. It's a much younger society, and I don't know how well I would fit in, or you know, I found that going home to Winnipeg, that what I knew didn't exist any longer.
Okay, interesting.
So I have this. About never going back. It just doesn't pay.
Okay, to even Winnipeg. Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. Definitely the countryside, so romantic, and, you know, we don't need romance between the characters.
Exactly.
We romanticize by the countryside, and
exactly.
Definitely wonderful descriptions there. So you must have wonderful memories and
I do.
Very detailed memories, too, of the countryside. Have you had a book launch yet?
Actually, I've been holding off on book launches. I haven't decided quite what to do with this
mm-hmm.
in terms of marketing and whatnot. And I'm just at a stage where I just want to sit still for a few minutes.
Mm-hmm. And think about it, right?
Yeah.
So, people.
It's not the most important thing. I want to get it out there
mm-hmm.
and have people read it. But selling and things like that were never my main ambition.
Okay, so the emphasis, your ambition is just to write a nice work and look back at it.
And have people
read
it.
Yeah, exactly. Have you had a lot of response yet, maybe from
people?
People
seem to like Laura.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly they do like Walls.
Mm-hmm.
But they're so different, you know, I have a different audience. But Laura's Dilemma is something that could be read by anyone.
Yeah, she's sort of the girl next door, I think she's discovering that she can maybe do a lot of things that she didn't know she could do in different circumstances.
Oh, she's finding herself, obviously.
Right.
Her fear of heights and rats and so on. I mean, I have written myself into so much of this. It's amazing.
Well, that's interesting too. So we get a little bit of your personality, your fear of rats and different things like that. Now, is there a website if anybody wants to find out some more information about you or the book or maybe purchase the book?
At this moment, going to my website, I don't have directions on there yet, but I do have my publicist. So, and I'm planning on putting this into EPUB.
Okay.
So at this very moment, no, I don't, other than just contacting me through my website, and then I would, you know, follow up on it.
Okay, and your website is?
AnnaBarcos.com.
Okay, all one word, AnnaBarcos.com.
That's
so that's
right.
Easy to remember.
Yes. And James's name is on there, too, for contact.
Okay, James, your
my publicist.
Publicist, okay.
Yes.
Anything else you'd like to add before we go?
Well, nothing. I do appreciate the fact that you've, you know, spent these 3 editions with me. I appreciate it very much. And I promise to let you know as soon as I have the other done. I take a long time to write. I do a lot of research and a lot of development. So it'll be a year or two before I have the other ready to go.
Okay, well, I remember, yeah, you said you do a lot of research. So
I do.
When you write, you're definitely researching the story, too. So.
Well, I already have so much tango research done that I don't need to spend it on that. But back east, you have a huge tango community. So I'm sure that if I can get that done, it's, as I said, it's creative fiction, following the timeline of the Argentine history and the tango with fictitious characters.
Very interesting. Well, we thank you very much and wish you all the luck on the book.
Thank you very much, Maureen.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.